Hello. This is the Ramblings of an Indisciplined Mind podcast for Thursday, March 28, 2024. So in the probably, 80s and 90s, I'm not totally sure when it started. I didn't look up a key piece of information. There were a lot of really great fantasy novels that were out with series of multiple books. You had the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant by Donaldson. You had the Belgariad, and he had a spinoff series or two on that. That was Eddings, I believe. And another one was The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan. His family and him, famously, you know, he died before he could finish it, and what it turned into, I think, a 14-book series. They brought Brandon Sanderson in to finish it. Even before he died, he had meetings with Robert Jordan and all that. But that's not really what I'm talking about. But so it's this big, massive thing. It's one of the ones that helped establish, you know, the big, thick tome fantasy novel of that time. It started off as a big, thick tome, and as time went on, it got bigger and thicker. And the basic setting of the world is that you are in a place where the world and humanity are being driven by the Wheel of Time, which weaves the tapestry of lives and places and events. And I'm really using the nomenclature of the book there, because, you know, they're talking about, there's a saying that they say a lot, the wheel weaves as the wheel wills, which kind of echoes a statement that a guy I used to work with used to say, which was, it is what it is, you know, you just gotta, you know, what's going to happen is going to happen. You just got to kind of, you know, deal with the consequences. So the basic setup is that many, many, many thousands of years ago, there was a guy named Luz Theron who was the dragon. And he fought the Dark One and his powerful underlings, which were called the Forsaken. And they got shut away for hopefully all time. Luz was part of a group called the Aes Sedai, which was composed of both men and women, although Luz was a guy. And the power that they wield, when you can wield power, you're said to be channeling, has a male and female aspect to it. And so as Luz is shutting away the Dark One and his minions, the Dark One manages a blow there where he puts a taint on the male side of the true source, as they call it, so that any man who uses it will eventually, because of this taint working its way into his body and mind, will eventually go mad and become homicidal. So that's the basic thing. But there's prophecies that the dragon will be reborn. And so that brings us to, like, current day of the first book, where we find out that there are these three boys, and I'm really compressing things here. There are these three boys in a little nowhere town up in the mountains, who, because a bunch of Trollocs, which are like half-man, half-animal beasts that are minions of the Dark One, of the shadow, as they call it, which meaning the entirety of everything evil, lay waste to the little town. And this woman, Moraine, who was visiting, turns out to be a living Aes Sedai. The Aes Sedai still exists, but only the women, because any men who channel are, you know, they're thought to be so dangerous because they cause what's called the breaking. You know, Luz Theron caused the breaking because, you know, the world as it was got destroyed in the course of this battle against the shadow, and it had to be redone. Plus, Luz went nuts because of the taint. So they have to go on the run, leave their village, because if they stay, the Trollocs, more and more Trollocs will only keep going. But at the same time, they have to figure out which one of them is the Dragon Reborn. And that begins this whole saga of 14 books. And that's as deep as I'm going to get into it. So Amazon Prime, some time ago, did a series of this. And we hadn't watched it, and we hadn't watched it. We finally started it after Christmas, I think, when we got in the New Year's. Like, let's watch. We were caught up on whatever the heck else we were watching, so, like, let's watch The Wheel of Time. And so we've been doing that. I mean, we aren't bingers. We won't sit there and watch it all. You know, so we'll watch an episode, you know, one or two episodes a week, typically. It's 8 episodes in a season. And, you know, it's really well done. It's really well done. The first season was fairly true to the first book. You know, they took what was, I don't know how big it was, but it's probably a, you know, 10-hour read, maybe, or more. But they took that and condensed it down into, you know, basically 8 hours worth of television. And, you know, like I say, they stayed fairly true to the story. They did change things up a little bit, but not much. And then we got into season two. And season two, I mean, they changed up a bit more at the end of season one, and season two just continued that. And even though it was interesting to me, because I felt like last night we watched the last episode of this, and I didn't really, I didn't think we were quite that far along, but then I saw we were watching episode 8, and I'm like, oh, dear. So for the events in the end of the second book, we're not anywhere near, you know, we don't have all the people in the right places. We aren't anywhere. We're getting there, but we would probably need, you know, more time to get everybody there. Nope. Didn't need it. Didn't need it. They basically did the same main events as the end of the second book, which was impressive because they had been deviating greatly over the, you know, they were keeping with some main events, but they were also deviating in a lot of places. So, and you know, lots of times that bothers me when a series will deviate from the source work, but, you know, one of the things, because you're in kind of this, you know, and it's funny because they talk about, you know, your soul being spun out by the wheel for another lifetime. The term reincarnation is never used, even though that's really what we're talking about. You know, so at various times in both the book and the series, the characters, through various means, are given glimpses into other lives that they have led in the great turnings of the wheel. And so I've been watching this show as like an alternate history. You know, it's kind of the same starting place, but, you know, this is, you know, a slightly different version of it. This is, you know, like the Marvel show, What If? Well, what if this happened, but, you know, something was different. That's almost the way this is. Of course, you know, that just kind of stacks up. Now, like I say, this is a 14 or 15 book series, and I can't imagine that they're planning on going that long with this show. I mean, up till now, they've had one book to one season kind of pace going on with, you know, some extra extraneous stuff. I think there's some stuff that they've done that's like, oh yeah, I remember that. And I can tell they're pulling elements from later books also. And then I think they're just flat out making some stuff up. But, you know, there are, I don't want to get into a lot of detail on this because it's a spoiler for the end of season two, but there is something that has great ramifications. And what's interesting about it is they keep showing this something, but they've never really explained it on the show. So if you've never read the books, you probably won't understand what they are and what their significance is. And then, you know, with the something, their state changed at the end of season two. They show one of the characters, looking at these things, and seeing their current state. And at first I was confused because I'm like, wait a minute, that can't be happening yet. But then it dawned on me that what if they're going to really accelerate the timeline? What if they're going to, they'll probably pull elements out of the middle books, but what if we're suddenly going to pop over into, like the books that Brandon Sanderson wrote, the last two or three there that he wrote, and kind of, so maybe they're envisioning a 5 or 6 season run, which is probably more realistic for a TV show. So maybe that's what they're going to do. I mean, it's got a really good cast. Most of them are people I don't know. Rosamund Pike is kind of the big name. They'll do a slot of series, but they'll bring one person in that's a big name, and that's her. And she plays the Aes Sedai Moraine. They felt the need to insert a lesbian relationship in there, which I didn't really think was necessary. And thankfully, up till now, it's only really cropped its head up once. But, that was kind of, you could just tell that was just like, well, we gotta do it because everybody's hetero in this thing. So I was like, all right, whatever.
It's,
the production values are great. The special effects are awesome. All of the actors, not just Rosamund, do a really great job. And they do really good characters. The characters are pretty true to the book, which is nice. So even though they might be doing some slightly different things than what they did in the book, who the people are really hasn't changed. They're recognizable by their actions and their looks, and to a certain degree. The costuming is great. There's this one group of people that popped up in book two. They're supposed to look super menacing and strange, and boy, did they nailed that. Totally nailed that. So, if you're into fantasy, check out the show. It's good. If you want to read fantasy, it's a good series to read. Now, I have let the genie out of the bottle. I have read the first two books now. I just finished book two, like 3-4 days ago. I'm already like, well, when am I going to start book three? Like I say, these things are like the 2.5, 3-inch thick books. Fortunately, I can. My library is part of an association that offers them, at least so far. I can check them out of the library for free digitally, so I can read them on my tablet, which is really nice because these are huge books, and it's just nice. I'm kind of a 100% ebook reader these days anyway, so if I can get it in that format, that's great. And while I didn't want to read through the end of the saga, I'm probably going to. In all honesty. But yeah, so that's what I was thinking about for today. So I will let that be that. I'll be back in your ear holes soon, and I'll be talking to you then. So be seeing you.